hunger is on the rise in many parts of the world thanks to the pandemic. So it's surprising to see this new report by the United Nations that says at least 17% of the world's food supply goes to waste. That's about a billion tons of food ending up in the trash bin every year. Most of it comes from households. Richard Swanell is director of RAP Global. It's an international sustainability group. He co-authored the report with the UN. Welcome.
Good to be here, Peter. Good to be here.
And good to have you. And can you start by telling us why we are wasting so much food?
Well, this is a really intriguing question. First of all, it's worthwhile being clear about what this refers to. The food waste we're talking about today is in the homes. It's in retail and hospitality sectors, and the bulk, as you've said, is in the household. We do know that it's a global problem affecting most households. So from the three or four countries that have actually done detailed analysis of the causes of food waste, it comes down to basically people actually not buying what they need, buying too much, and the food going off before it goes away, not storing it in the right places, and therefore it goes off before it needs to, not understanding date labels, and confusion about date labels is actually causing people to throw food away, not getting portion sizes right, so that's leading to leftovers, and then not being confident to use those leftovers, and therefore those leftovers get thrown away rather than used for another meal.
I see. Now, when you say the labels, you're referring to, I believe, when, a carton of milk, for instance, might say something like best if used by date, and then we just throw it away if we get to that date, and maybe we shouldn't?
Correct. Best before or best if used before, that type of thing, is actually a label associated with quality. And therefore, it is best before, but it's fine afterwards. For most products, they're labeled with that. And then there's one that's usually referred to as a use-by date. That's usually a food safety issue. You can actually freeze up to the use-by date, and therefore you can actually therefore use the freezer as your friend to preserving that food for a later date.
You studied this around the world. So tell me, who are the worst offenders? Are we talking rich countries, poor countries? Does it matter?
Well, that was one of the most astonishing things about doing work on this report, Peter, because we were expecting there to be differences. But for the countries where we had data, and that was 54 countries in total, representing somewhere around 75% of the world's population, there was no difference between the food waste in wealthier countries and the food waste in middle-income countries. Really? The average is about 74 kilograms per person per year, which is more than the average body weight of a human.
Well, that is staggering. Beyond the fact that so many people are very hungry across the globe, that's one thing. But this also has environmental implications, doesn't it?
It does. It's absolutely huge environmental implications. And just to give you an idea, if you look at the food loss and waste from farm all the way through to fork and then on to the disposal route, maybe landfill or incineration, and you look at the greenhouse gas emissions across that whole supply chain, food loss and waste is responsible for between 8 and 10% of all global greenhouse gas emissions. Mm. If food loss and waste was a country, it would be the third biggest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions on the planet behind China and the US.
So is it a matter then of individuals making different choices of, you know, composting their food scraps one by one, or does it require something like large-scale government policy change in order to make this difference?
It's really interesting because at the heart of this is how we behave in our own homes. And one of the reasons why we don't actually take much action to reduce food waste is that we don't see it. When the UK started work in this particular space, 9 out of 10 people in the UK said they didn't waste food. And yet, actually, when you looked at it, you know, we're wasting about 80 kilos per person per year. In terms of interventions that make a difference, behavior change campaigns supported by retailers and food manufacturers can actually help citizens drive change as long as they're focused on the behaviors that we know result in food waste. So, for example, the Love Food, Hate Waste campaign in the UK has been running for over 10 years and has helped citizens of the UK reduce their food waste, their edible food waste, by 31%, which shows that these interventions work.
Well, what are those interventions?
You're highlighting through a range of channels to get the message across to people. First of all, the size of the prize. The average UK family wastes about $1,100 worth of food every single year. And then you focus on those behaviors, which fundamentally are buy what you need and eat what you buy. For example, before going shopping, take a selfie, i.e. take a photograph with your phone of your inside of your fridge or your inside of your cupboard. And that way you know exactly what you've got, and therefore you won't duplicate it. Store your fruit and veg in the best possible places. So apples will last up to 2 weeks longer if you pop them in the fridge. But potatoes are best in the dark. And think about the portion sizes. And if you do have leftovers, keep them. The freezer is your friend.
Does composting negate the environmental impact?
Composting actually has a modest effect, Peter, on reducing the overall greenhouse gas emissions. It's a good thing to do because, you know, you're taking food waste and you're converting it into fertilizer product, which can actually be used on land effectively. And that's great. But wasting food feeds climate change. If you want to do something about it, prevent it in the first place. That'll save you the most money, but it'll also have the biggest impact on the environment.
Richard Swanell, director of RAP Global, an international nonprofit that focuses on sustainability, out with a new report along with the United Nations, saying essentially that we are all wasting quite a bit of food every single year. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Peter.